Well, the thiacholine method is for demonstrating acetylcholinesterase. And what it really boils down to is the usual sort of thing. You have a substrate which the acetylcholinesterase works on. In this case, it would be acetylthiacholine if you were looking for acetylcholinesterase, or butyrylthiacholine if you were looking for butyrylcholinesterase. After the substrate had been split by the enzyme, you then put on put had you had copper there, and your thiacholine, which had been split off, became copper thiacholine. You then developed it with hydrogen sulfide, and you then got a deposit of copper sulfide where we hoped where the enzyme had been. So you end up with a sort of browny or a black deposit, and that shows you where the enzyme was. Schrute and Lewis were in the, I think, still in the anatomy department. They later moved into physiology in Cambridge, and they had been working on the cholinesterase system for quite a long time, and they used the Kohler method for staining, and they modified it. Lewis was a chemist initially, and they modified it, and it was really the modified method that I used. And they were just looking in the brain at various areas of the brain, and but they were not sort of correlating it with anything very much. And so after a bit, I did some collaborative work with them on tissue that had been lesioned, brain lesions had been made, so you could see which way these cholinesterase-containing fibers were going. We, both Lewis particularly and I, were always very, very careful to talk about cholinesterase-containing. We would never admit them to be cholinergic fibers unless we got, supporting evidence. And so I did some work with them. And again, it was this business of seeing whether, if you made a lesion, there was a build-up on the side of above the lesion and a loss below. So that was really why I got involved with them.